We take a look now at the UK Parliament. I have the website here. And for the 13th of May 2011, three private members' bills are going to be debated. Sports Ground Safety Authority Bill, Estates of Deceased Persons Bill, and Wreck Removal Convention Bill. They have the second readings in the House of Lords. That's that was yesterday morning, basically, and you can watch it. You can watch the debate on Parliament TV, or read the transcript of the debate. The Sports Grounds Safety Authority Bill. The bill aims to rename the Football Licensing Authority as the Sports Grounds Safety Authority. I think it was better the first time. And give it to the power to provide advice. Sorry, and give it the power. I read that wrongly. To provide advice generally on safety at sports grounds to national and international organisations, persons or bodies. The bill, which started in the House of Commons, had its first reading in the House of Lords on the 7th of March. Estates of Deceased Persons Bill. The purpose of this bill is to protect, in certain circumstances, the inheritance rights of the descendants of people who have forfeited their inheritance by killing the deceased or decided not to accept their inheritance. And the bill also started in the Commons and also had its first reading. That was on the 7th of March. Bill Wreck Removal Convention Bill. Not easy to say. The bill provides measures to enable the UK to ratify and implement the Nairobi International Convention for the Removal of Wrecks, ICRW, in UK domestic law by inserting new sections, Part 9A, into the Merchant Shipping Act of 1995. A report of the Delegated Powers and Regulatory Reform Bill draws attention to the powers granted to the Secretary of State to amend Part 9A to reflect any amendment of the Convention. The report notes the potential for use of these powers to have considerable impact in the application of some aspects of the Convention. If you want to follow that, the bill's first reading stage, I've not fully understood what that's all about, quite frankly. I've not been following the Nairobi International Convention for the Removal of Wrecks and all the legal issues surrounding that. A very specific bit of UK domestic law, that the Merchant Shipping Act of 1995. But if you want to follow that and follow the developments, Delegated Powers and Regulatory Reform Committee, the 13th report, Wreck Removal Convention Bill, you can go to the official British Parliament website, parliament.uk, and get more information. So members of the Lords who are not government ministers can introduce private members' bills. This is the thing, that's the whole point. That's why I read that and I go, oh, that's a bit strange. These are private members' bills. Now, like public bills, their purpose is to change the law as it applies to the general population. Most private members' bills do not become acts of Parliament. However, by creating publicity around an issue, some private members' bills can indirectly affect legislation. Second reading is the first opportunity for members of the Lords to debate the main principles and purpose of the bill and to flag up concerns and areas where they think changes or amendments are needed. So there's more information about private members' bills and the passage of a bill with respect to the second reading. You can find that out on the official Parliament website. This has been the English Law Review, brought to you by the English Programme. More from our English Law Review later on in today's programme.